Let's start the next Gemara very quickly, a little bit. Amar Rabba Barav Huna on Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rabba Barav Huna Amar Rav. Hapat Sheipsha. Bread that began to be mitapesh. Pat Sheipsha. Bread, pat, that began to be moldy or rotten or spoiled. Any word you want to put over here. And the scenario is like this. It's put in a basket. It's found, this pacha ipsha is in a basket that has many matzot in it. All right? So now, a pacha ipsha, kevan sheravta matzah muteret. Since matzah is the majority, it's mutar. Now look in Rashi, Rabotai. Rashi, kevan sheravta matzah kasal kadatin. Right now we are learning in the Havamin of the Gemara. In that, what does it mean, ravta matzah? Ravta is from the word rov, majority, and matzah. Obviously, by the way, you know, this is Pashut. There's no doubt that in the days of Chazal, the matzot were like pita, like the soft matzot of the Iraqim, of the Sfaradim, of old time. Not the cracker matzot, because then there would be no issue. Is this matzah, is this chametz, right? That's not when can you be confused and have a safek? One second, is this matzah or is it chametz bread? That's because they look similar. So obviously you see from here that whenever Chazal say the word matzah, they're not talking about the matzah that we know, the cracker type of matzot that we grew up on and we know. They're talking about soft matzot, and therefore it's possible to confuse the two. However, now in the Havamina, Rashi says, Kasal kadatin, what does it mean, ravta matzah, if the majority is matzah? Im nishtamshu betevazo, if this box was used, or basket was used, matzah yoter michametz. If it was used more times for matzah than for chametz. Azlinan bataruba umuteret. We go after the majority of times and we say that this pache ipsha, and we have a question, is it a chametz bread or is it a matzah? Since this basket was used majority of the times for matzah, we say that this is matzah. We can assume that this is a matzah and therefore it's mutal. And it's not chametz. So let's read the Gemara again. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Rabba Bar Rav Huna says, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, Hapat she'ipsha, pat that is beginning to rot or that got rotten already. Kivan she'ravta matzah, we can assume since matzah is the majority muteret, it's mutar. So now the Gemara asks like this, Eichi dami, what's the case over here? If we're talking about that, you take a look at it and you know that this piece, this bread, is chametz bread, then who cares if most of the time you use this basket for matzah? Who cares? You're looking at a piece of chametz right now. It's not a question. Mayhavi. Ela delo yadinan ba ichametzu imatzahu. So therefore, must be Rabba Bar Rav Huna is talking about a case where you're confused. You don't know. You have a safek, you have a doubt. Is this a piece of matzah or is this a piece of bread? So then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, my iria kiravta matzah. Who cares? Kiravta matzah. My iria, why dafka, you tell me, that it's mutar only if the majority of the times of use of this basket was for matzah? Afilu ki lo ravta matzah nami. Even if, let's say, it's not the case that the majority of times that this basket was used was for matzah. Even if most of the time it was used for chametz, nezil batar batra. Let's go by the last time of usage. Who cares about the majority? Go by the last time. If the last time you used this basket was for matzah, even though it happens to be that most of the time this basket is used for chametz. But if the last time it was used for matzah, you should assume that this is matzah and it should be mutar. Why does Rabba Barav Huna in the name of Rav say, only kiravta matzah, only if the majority of the uses of this basket was for matzah, then it's muteret? No. Let's go by the last time. Nezil batar batra. Milotnan. Did we not learn in a Mishnah, in Masechet Shkalim Perek Zayin Mishnah Bet, Milotnan, Ma'ot shenimtze'u lifnei sochare behema, money that was found in a marketplace where they sell animals in Yerushalayim, Ma'ot shenimtze'u lifnei sochare behema, Le'olam ma'aser. We always have to assume that they are money of Maaser Sheni, that they are Kadosh with the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni. Beharabayit, if you find this money on Harabayit, Chulin, then you can rest assured that it has a Chazakah, that it's Chulin, that it is Chol, that it's not Kadosh. Birushalayim, if you find it anywhere else in Yerushalayim, which means not necessarily on Har HaBayit and not in front of the stores of Sochare Behemot, rather somewhere else in Yerushalayim, so then it depends on the season, it depends on the time of the year. Bishat HaRegel Maaser. If you're there at the time of the Chag, so then you assume that this is money of Maaser, that is kadosh b'kedushat maaser. Bishar yemot hashana, but if let's say you came cheshvan time or kislev time or some other time, not in the time of the regel, chulin, then you say that this money is chulin. That's the Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim. Ve'amar Rav Shemaya Bar Zeira, and Rav Shemaya Bar Zeira says, my tama, what's the reason that if you come in the midst of the regel season, we say that it's maaser? And we don't say that this money is left over from some time before the regel, just like we say on Har HaBayit, just like we say when you find money by Har HaBayit, we say that what? That it's chulin. So the same thing, why is it that by regel we say bedafka it's maaser? Maybe this money is found from before the regel. So Rav Shemaya Bar Zeira says, my tama, ho'il ve'shukei Yerushalayim asuyim li'itkabed b'chol yom. Because the marketplaces of Yerushalayim are swept up, are cleaned up every day. And therefore, you cannot assume that this is money that was hanging around on the floor from before the regel. Because if it was before the regel, it would have been swept up already. You wouldn't find it. If you found it, that means it's from now. It's from now, and now is the time of the regel. So since it's b'sha'at regel, we say that most money that is found in the hands of people when they go up to the regel is money of ma'aser sheni. So what do we see here? What do we prove? Alma, we see from here, amrinan, we say, kamai kamai azlile, that the first batches of coins that were scattered on the floor were already azlile, they're already gone, they were already swept up. Vehani achrini ninhu, and this money that you find in the time of the regel is new money, right? And that's why we say that it's maaser sheni. Hachanami neima, so to over here, by this case of pachi ipsha, where you have a safek, is it a piece of bread of chametz, or is it a piece of matzah? Over here we should also say, kama kama azil, the first breads were already removed. After all, in preparation for Pesach, you removed all the chametz bread. V'hai deha'idnahu. And this that you found is bread that was put today. Which bread are you going to put today on Chag of Pesach? Obviously, it's matzah. So why did Rav say that it's only mutar? Because of the majority of uses. But if the majority of use was chametz, we say it's asur. Why? Even if the majority of the uses of this basket was chametz, go by the last time that it was used. The last time that it was used for matzah. and let that piece of information make us allow us to assume that this piece of bread is a piece of matzah bread, not chametz bread. Because of this question, the Gemara says, "Shani hacha de ipusha mochiach ilave." Over here is different. Don't prove from the money that is found b'shat haregel in Yerushalayim that we go batar batra. Don't prove from there. This is different. Because over here, the fact that the pat is me'upash, the pat is already, the bread is already spoiled, is already rotted, that means it's been there for a while. Oh. So here you have reason to assume that it's from before Pesach, that it's chametz. You can't go by the batra, because then why would it spoil so fast? But then the question is, if that's how you're going to explain it, the Gemara asks, "I ipusha muchiach alai." If you tell me that the ipush proves that it was from before, kiravta matzah mayhavi. So then, who cares if most of the usages of this basket was for matzah? Then we say it's matzah. Remember, Rav said if the majority of the uses is for matzah, then you could say it's mutar. But 1 minute. It's meupash. If it's meupash, it shows that it's been around for a while. If it's been around for a while, that points to the fact that it's chametz. So who cares if the majority of the time of usages of this basket was for matzah? It should still be asu. Therefore, the Gemara changes the original, the way we thought, the meaning of this statement of Rabba Bar Rav Huna to a different meaning. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, "Lo teima sheravta matzah." Don't understand it as ravta matzah. Ela eima sherabu yemei matzah ilave. That's what it is. Iravta matzah doesn't mean if most of the usages of this basket was for matzah. No, if rabu yemei matzah, if the majority of the days of matzah have passed already. If you're holding already, let's say, by the seventh day of Pesach, and you have now a pat she'ipsha, and you have a safek, is it chametz or is it matzah? So then we say, in that case, we explain that it is mutar if rafta matzah. If many days of Pesach passed already, so then it's possible for it to even have been matzah bread and become meupash. So the Gemara asks, Ihachi pshita, so then it's pashut that it's matzah. So then what's even the safek? If you're holding on the seventh day of Pesach and you find a piece of matzah that is meupash, then surely it is matzah. What's the safek if it's chametz? Lo tzricha de ipusha meruba. It's needed in a case where it's very, very rotten. It looks very moldy. It's very old. Ma'u de teima, said then the chidush is, I would have thought, kevan di ipusha meruba, since it's very moldy, igalia milta devadai chametz me'al yahu, that shows that it's real chametz, because it shows that it's for a long time in this basket. Kamashmalan, that's the chidush of Rav, kevan sherabu yemei matzai lavei, since we have many days of Pesach to fall back on, amrinan, we say, you know why it looks very moldy? Kol yoma veyoma nahamachamima afa. Every day you baked new bread. You see that they baked during Pesach. You see what I told you before. Every day they baked new bread. Veshadei lave. And you kept on, you know how it happens, like in a bread basket. The last piece of bread is the most unpopular. You don't want to take the last ones. What do? You put the new ones on top of it. Each time you put new hot bread on top of it, in this case, hot matzot on top of it. So what happens to the bottom one? The bottom one, he gets very insulted. So he gets very moldy. Yeah? And it becomes very meupash. Therefore, it could very well indeed be a piece of matzah. It was just not getting its attention the whole time. And it was constantly covered with new batches of freshly baked matzot. And therefore, it's still there. And you could rest assured that it was matzah indeed and not chametz. We'll stop here for today.